BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has demanded Iran's unconditional surrender amid mounting speculation the United States is considering joining Israel's campaign against Iran. Mr. Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on the phone following a meeting of the US National Security Council. Jake Kwan reports from Washington.
President Trump is considering whether the U.S. should get directly involved in the war against Iran. It's a question that may define his presidency. Mr. Trump's meeting in the White House has come with a flurry of social media posts, each more aggressive than the last. He said, "We now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran, and we know where the so-called supreme leader is hiding, but we're not going to take him out, at least not for now." Another post simply says, "Unconditional surrender." At the same time, American officials said the U.S. was deploying more fighter aircraft to the Middle East.
There have been further Israeli strikes and targets in Iran on the sixth day of the conflict. Residents of Tehran reported explosions in the Iranian capital and in the nearby city of Karaj. The Israeli military has advised people in Tehran's District 18 to leave their homes, saying they were about to attack military infrastructure there. Iran has also fired missiles at Israel. There have been no reports of any casualties. Canada says Donald Trump has blocked moves by G7 leaders to issue a strong statement on Ukraine. A Canadian official told reporters that all of the other G7 countries at the summit in the Rockies had agreed in firm language criticising Russia for the Ukraine war. Here's our diplomatic correspondent James Landale.
President Zelensky was here. A little good news for him. The Canadians announced a further, $1.5 billion of military aid. The British announced some fresh sanctions on Russian tankers. But President Zelensky did not, A, get to meet Donald Trump, and that was his primary aim here. And also we learned from Canadian officials that the Americans have vetoed and blocked a joint statement by the G7 leaders that they were supposed to be quite hard and critical on Russia because the Americans said they wanted to maintain their ability to negotiate with Moscow.
There was, however, agreement at the summit on a number of other issues, including artificial intelligence and migrant smuggling. Members of Parliament in London have voted to decriminalise the actions of women in England and Wales who terminate their pregnancies after the 24-week legal limit. The MP, Tonia Antoniazzi, said she'd been motivated by seeing police investigate women over suspected illegal abortions.
This is a monumental day. It really is good for the women moving forward. It doesn't change the Abortion Act. It just decriminalises women, taking them out and looking after them.
BBC News. The mayor of Los Angeles has lifted the curfew imposed in parts of the city last Tuesday following protests against President Trump's immigration policies. Karen Bass said there had been a marked reduction in acts of violence, vandalism and looting, but warned she wouldn't hesitate to reimpose the curfew if needed. Federal officers in New York have briefly detained a Democratic Party mayoral candidate for allegedly assaulting immigration enforcement agents at a courthouse. Video showed Brad Lander being handcuffed. He was released hours later following the intervention of the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. She said charges against him had been dropped. Scientists in Switzerland say permafrost in the country's Alps is now at the warmest level since records began. It follows research conducted by the Swiss Academy of Sciences amid growing fears over the effects of global warming on the famous mountain range. Here's Tom Bailey.
Permafrost, the frozen subsurface soil found beneath around 5% of Switzerland's total surface, is often described as the glue that holds mountains together. When it thaws, it can lead to rockfalls and landslides, meaning there's understandable concern over these rising temperatures. Just last month, the possible devastating impact was on full display, with experts believing melting permafrost was probably a factor in the destruction of the village of Blatten, when a huge chunk of glacier crashed down a mountain valley.
Football's Club World Cup in the United States has been hit by further setbacks, with more sparsely attended matches and Tuesday's clash between South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns and the South Korean team Ulsan HD delayed by adverse weather. World football's governing body had hoped the tournament would build enthusiasm among American fans ahead of next year's full World Cup. BBC News.